Yo, 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 it's the Game Time Show, bro. I'm Keith.
Marissa.
I'm Steve.
I'm also Steve.
And I'm Sweeney.
And we'll be your bros for the evening. Marissa, I have to congratulate you for fucking embarrassing Stevie on the latest Brolympic event.
Wasn't it beautiful? Who doesn't know the secret passageways in Mario?
That is such bullshit.
Yeah, I thought you were good at Nintendo
games.
That's
such bullshit.
Sheridan is just proving why he was the last pick of the draft.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, I forgot I was too.
I thought Keith was the last pick of the draft.
I was second to last. Okay. Because I'm clearly better than Stevie.
That's such bullshit.
I was selected.
Hashtag Slidegate. Fuck all y'all.
As more of a coaching role. Oh. More than, you know, I don't perform.
Was Martha Stewart a coaching role before she went into jail?
All right, so this
doesn't have shit to do with
Slice.
Shit.
Okay.
Are you saying I belong
in jail? No, I'm saying Keith belongs in jail.
I do. So this
insider
is
trading bullshit.
This is the second half of our.
Oh yeah, this is part two.
Year in review podcast. This podcast, I want to focus on some statistics about Game Time Bro this year.
Whoop whoop.
Some gaming resolutions, and then you know, looking into 2016 and what it holds for Game Time Bro. But I guess first we should just get, you know, people's general feelings about the direction of Game Time Bro, you know, where we failed, where we almost succeeded, and I think I want to start with Sweeney because he looks like he has nothing to say.
I really don't.
What separates a failure from a partial success?
I don't know. That's for us to determine. I mean, if we were judging it based on viewership or, you know, listenership, then everything we do is a failure.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say the five-hour chunk about television was top-notch.
You like that?
Did
you listen to it?
I did. I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah. I didn't.
I did. Well, you were
part were there.
Of
you lived
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you
You know, one part
of it. I can't imagine
so
listening to that much talk of TV.
So I'd say you should do more special features on various extra topics.
Okay, well, we haven't gotten there yet, you know. You know, but
you're growing. I understand.
Okay.
Well, we're pretty stagnant, actually.
I think that was a nice format for the
for
the podcast too. The fact that Stan kind of compiled our lists, but it was a surprise for a few of us.
I did not like the format.
Because
you would say, "Oh, and here's my number four," but it wasn't actually your number four because you were skipping all of the ones. So it was confusing as the listener to know where you would actually rank these shows.
Anyone who actually listened to that podcast can go to GameTimeBro.com and check out our new feature.
You have a
rank
website.
And file. You know we have a website.
GameTimeBro.com.
Hey, she's trying to play to
this
the
is,
listeners.
This
who
is
don't
the brand
know.
New feature.
Rank and file.
Rank and file.
Where we can all see what we actually ranked where.
We love ranking things here at Game Time, bro.
We do.
It's true.
It's
such easy content.
Yeah, and we need easy content, as evidenced by the Brolympics.
Although, I did love it, but we can figure this out. Obviously, you're the mastermind, Stan.
Oh, boy.
But so I only had 12 shows. We talked about this a little
that's
bit.
That's on you. You got to watch more TV, man.
You're not wrong.
The rest of us had, what, 60 plus, 50 plus?
No.
I had like 20-something.
There were 25 plus from everyone
except
else.
For me.
And Sweeney and I hit 60 plus.
I did a lot, didn't
you? Had like 30.
I'm trying to cut out a lot of... Like the bottom like 20 shows, I feel like I could just stop watching and get rid of them.
And
that's
you
fair.
Should.
Yes,
that's fair.
I think so.
My bottom one was,
shows I need to watch
my bottom one was Gotham, and that was not great.
Bad show.
Yeah.
Bad show.
Yeah.
I think I saw an episode and I was not a fan.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I didn't mean to have this podcast be about TV over again. You guys just
you
did it. I was just commenting. It was fun to listen to.
But it seems like talking about TV was a success.
Okay. All right. So you felt that was a success.
Let's talk about movies for the Oscars.
Well, yeah.
No one's seen them.
We're going to plan on that.
Okay.
Yeah?
Can we do it after the Oscars? And can we have a little like sidebar about fashion?
I'm sure we'll do it before the Oscars.
So
and post
that was
it after
that was
so,
that was crickets.
So speaking,
right there.
I'm wearing a
speaking of
sweater,
Game Time Bro failures. I think the way I started this podcast was a bit of a failure because you know I try to get us to talk about successes and failures, and we're already talking about 2016, which I was trying to get to talk about at the end of the podcast.
Oh,
you know,
I did say this podcast would be a failure.
Yeah, you know, you're correct, Sweeney.
I don't think that's on you. I think that's on us.
I think that's on all
of us. I think it's on Sweeney.
I agree.
I
think it's
Stevie.
On Sweeney.
But I think a way to bring this podcast back is just to get into some of the stats of Game Time Bro.
Yeah, I love stats.
All right.
Crunch them numbers.
Okay, we're crunching.
Yeah.
Guys, remember Number Cruncher?
And I want your guys' participation you know, guessing at a few things.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We win if we guess right.
So I want you to guess at how many minutes of audio podcasting produced
edited,
in 2015.
So edited down
Edited down audio.
Does this include like the minute long intro?
This thing,
every time.
Okay, you want to know how I compiled this? I went to every podcast on our website and I looked at how long the MP3 file lasted.
That seems like the most accurate way to compile it.
I'm going
to
go with 4.
Minutes?
Minutes.
Yep, just okay. 4.
There have been 32
$1,
Game Time
Bob.
Bros.
I'm going to say
you know how many Game
3,000 minutes.
3,000 minutes. Mm-hmm. Sweeney, 4 for Stevie. Steve,
I'm sticking with
4.
Do I have to take either the under, the over, or the between?
Take whatever you want.
Yeah, we price them right in this shit.
No, I mean, there's 4 of you. That'll complicate matters. Just
I'm
take
still sticking with 4.
So, Marissa, do you want to take 3,001?
No.
No.
Come on.
This
you're
is not how I play this game.
And I'll take $29.99.
No, I'm going to take 34.51.
I think they're 90 minutes each on average.
All right.
I think we have
he's thinking
32
too
plus, like, 10 others. I don't know. What's like 45 times 90?
Wait, does video count? Just audio. Just audio. Right?
Just audio
so,
and
just
Game
clear,
Time Bro, right? No other side.
Strictly talking podcasts.
I was talking about all podcasts.
Does this include Stephen Kevin Watch
yeah,
anime?
Yeah, I was
going
to say. Does this
it includes all podcasts on Game Time Bro.
Well, then I need to go 90 times 55.
I'm going
to
go 6.
6.
I'm bumping up to 4,000.
Okay. Round that to 100 times 90. Shit. That's too much.
Yeah, way too much.
Just come up with a guess.
All right, just say
so
something.
Answer.
Yeah.
7,000.
Okay. Marissa.
I'm going to keep my guess, but I don't remember what it was.
So you said
it was 34.
51?
51. 34,
cool.
51.
All right. Nice.
All right, so we have actually, we've done 60 podcasts.
Damn.
You said 32.
4,227 minutes.
Wow.
Of spoken word audio.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And it just keeps clicking, you know? We're now at, like, you know, 5 more than that.
Wow. 10 maybe.
10 maybe.
Jeez.
So
who won?
So that breaks down.
That's 6.
So 32 Game Time Bros. We had 12 Kevin and Steve watch anime.
Whoop,
whoop. We had 8 pod couples and I think 9 third party supports.
Okay.
Steve and Kevin Watch Anime is the second most grossing podcast on this website, I'm just saying.
Grossing? What do you mean by that?
Like,
engrossing,
we've been charging
or,
people for
you
it.
Know.
You didn't
gross
know?
Zero grossing. Times 12.
You don't know?
Do you have, like, the most viewed article?
I will get to that.
All right.
All right. Ooh. So, you know, let me just run down some of these. Month with most podcasts, May, with 7.
Really?
We podcasted
really?
7 times sense. In May.
May is such
it was
a busy
still
month.
New.
It's a birthday month, too.
Yeah.
Going
it's, a,
on.
It's a 31-day month.
You
can squeeze a lot in there.
Yep.
That extra day
man.
Really, really gets you going.
And guess how many podcasts we did in November?
0.
None.
0.
Yep.
November was our lowest
it
potting.
Was the worst
it's
month.
Opposite May on a calendar.
Yeah.
If you
oh,
draw
yeah.
a line
half
across.
Half birthdays.
Yep.
No, if you make it a circle. Come on.
Okay.
Man, I don't know how.
All right, works. Now.
Pies.
Most appearances.
Probably
Keith.
Me.
So I've excluded myself from this because I'm in every Game Time Bro, plus almost every third-party support, plus almost every other podcast that isn't about anime.
Have you not been in every third-party support?
I think I've been in every third-party
support. I'm going to go with
and
me.
Pod couple.
Yeah, I'd say Sheridan.
Your
well,
whole
anime
the, feature
Sheridan
really throws
yeah.
a kink
yeah.
in.
The anime cast. But you know what?
You know what?
I'm gonna go with me.
But yeah,
I'm
you
go
know,
with me.
No. So let me.
Is it Mikey?
I think I missed.
Mikey said our first two.
I misrepresented this. This is just for Game Time, bro.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Most appearances, just on Game Time, bro. Game Time show, bro.
Probably.
There have been 32 total.
Yes.
I feel like Steve, you've had like 24, and I've had like 23.
I think the Steves are very close. I could be wrong.
I'm
but.
Gonna vote for Steve S though.
Thank you, Marissa.
Oh, that's both of us.
All right. You know, okay.
Get it?
Top 5. Here we go. Me at 32, obviously.
Yep. Wow.
We've got a tie at number
Whoa!
2.
We tied.
20 appearances each by Steve
Only
20. And Stevie.
Yeah!
Wow. My vote wins.
Then, who's number 4?
Number 4.
Hey, guys. It's Sweeney.
I'm going to go Kev Cole.
It could be Jay.
I don't think it's
no,
me.
No, I don't
could
think
it's Jay.
Kev
with
I think
13
I think it's
appearances.
Yep.
Kev Cole.
Oh, count it.
Rounding out the top 5, Jay with 12 appearances.
Ah,
Sweeney have 10.
Sweeney's at 8. That's my guess.
Sweeney had...
That's 2. Yeah. Really?
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, because Game Time Bro.
Third party support.
Sweeney was a big third party support
contributor. That's right.
2. This will be 3 for you, Sweeney.
I didn't know there was a difference.
I don't understand the difference.
All right.
So Weber has 0.
Okay. So I also looked at what was the most common like group of people podcasting.
Across all the casts?
Across. No. Just this is
Game Time Show.
Keith, Stevie, and Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that too. Are we doing 4 or how many? Like?
So the thing is I only did, it has to be that exact combination. Okay. So it's not, because it would be too hard to figure out, like, you know, like, so it's basically like if it was me and both Steves and Kevin, that's not the same as me, one of the Steves and Kevin.
We probably had like 28 different lineups in 32.
Well, that's
podcasts.
The thing.
Yeah.
So this was the same lineup 3 times.
Wow.
And that is our most common lineup.
I'm going to take a guess.
Okay.
I'm going to go big on this one.
Okay.
I'm going to say Keith, both Steves, Jay, and Kev Cole.
I feel like I've heard a few.
This side of the couch is really heating up right now. So I'm also going to go hot take. I'm going to go me, Mike, Jay, and you.
Mike has been on 2 podcasts.
Yeah. I'm going to go for it.
All right.
All right.
You did say there were 3.
Steve.
I'm going I'm going Keith, Kevin, and Stevie.
That was mine. You can't pick that one.
What's yours is his, and his is yours.
Oh,
so
don't rule out Keith, Danielle, and me.
I'm also Steve S, so everything.
Then you can pick Keith, Danielle. No, this is only Game Time, Bro.
Yeah, this is only Game Time, Bro.
Still.
No, just I'm pick. Ruling that
All right.
out.
Go, Marissa.
Choose something else, Marissa.
This is riveting.
Just Keith.
Okay, well, that's not how this works.
That's a good take.
I've heard it.
No, you're just going me. You don't want to take another 3 combination?
Yep,
all right, so none of you got it.
Oh.
Damn.
Was it a threesome?
It's a threesome. Come on. Well, this is very...
The top 3.
Steve.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that
was easy,
3 times.
Man.
Yeah, I can't
believe
we messed
that one up real hard.
All right. Steve's and Keith.
Yeah.
So the longest Game Time Show, Bro, we did was 114 minutes long, which is pales in comparison to our longest third party support.
We've taken some deep dives.
That one was Steve, Stevie, me, Kevin, and B-Town. That was episode 9. And I forget what it was about, to be honest.
I don't even
remember.
Let's
go back and listen.
Yeah.
Episode 10 would have been the first ever...
So it was the one before that.
True.
You know what it was? It was when you guys assigned me Super Nintendo games to play.
Oh, speaking of failures.
Yeah, that was a big failure on my part.
How many did you finish, Keith? Let's do those stats.
2.
2 out of 10.
Yeah, but I'm most of the way through Super Mario World. The shortest podcast at 44 minutes.
I was going to go 50.
Game Time Show, Bro, 23. It was in Lake Tahoe.
It was you, Bryce, and
and
Ryan.
My brother. Yeah.
That was the episode after the big one. After the, so, well, we'll see if it's the
okay.
Best, the most.
So now this is a big list for me. I think this is one of the more interesting lists.
Okay.
Most listened to Game Time Show, Bro podcast. No, sorry. Most listened to podcasts in general. On Game Time, Bro.
I know Danielle's friends were all about those pod couples.
They were.
They were?
So, two of them. The only way I could see of, like, you know, gathering this data was just looking at archive.org and looking at the views on every single file. Because I think you can assume roughly the same percentage will play each of them. So I don't have any hard numbers, but I do know which ones were listened to most.
Does it have to be completed for that count to as a view?
No, I have no idea.
Hmm.
It's certainly the most traffic
missing
to that.
Info here.
Yeah. So which podcast do you think...
One where Kev pitches Project Maiden, because I think there were lots of Facebook links to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty solid
So you
guess.
Are right. Game Time Show, Bro, 5.
Okay.
Titled We're Talking Project Maiden.
Ooh.
Got twice as many listens as any other podcast.
Wow.
Damn.
The power of social media.
So the second most listened to podcast is a real head scratcher to me. and maybe it's the fallout from 5. It's 4. So maybe they listened to another one. That was entitled Shinobi Unplugged, where we talked about some of our gaming memories. Like, and that was my gaming nightmare. You remember that? My dad unplugged Shinobi?
Yep. All
right. Yes, I was there for that.
All right, number three.
Okay.
The first non-Game Time Show Bro podcast. Does anyone want to take a guess at this one?
Stephen Kevin one. Watch Anime 1.
Pod Couple 1.
Both wrong.
Damn.
Both of those aren't on the list.
Wow.
Wait. Top listened to?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you said first, I thought you meant like...
Sorry. The first in order. Yeah, sorry. Not just any... As in okay. The first on this list
Got
of
it.
Five.
Got it.
Does... Because you're not on archive.org anymore, it doesn't have
no,
to
No, I
be
am
really.
On archive.org.
Oh, that's just not where I listen to
You can listen to
it.
All our content at archive.org/...
But I listen to it on Game Time Bro.
Oh, yeah, but he's linking
well,
to...
Well, so...
Okay, the television one, part two. That's my
too
guess.
Too long.
So the best place to listen to this podcast is subscribing on iTunes.
I'm going to go with also a Steve and Kevin Watch Anime.
Okay, all right.
But you said that was wrong.
I What's said the
answer?
First,
the
was
first one was wrong.
Stevie?
Oh, what did we... What was a good one?
Something about a dungeon. Is it wrong to date girls from dungeons? That one.
Okay, you're guessing that one?
Was there any anime that people have heard of that you watched?
No.
No?
Why don't I give you guys a hint?
I'm going to go with the Monster Musume one.
Okay. And Sweeney, do you have a guess?
That one is atrocious.
I got nothing. I was thinking right. Maybe an anime that
I'm giving you guys a hint. It's the first and only podcast that we dedicated.
The Fast and
the Fast
Furious.
The Fast and Furious
one. Oh. Most listened to.
Oh, yes. Good. I love that one.
That's
yes.
awesome.
That's probably my favorite one of the year.
My favorite podcast crew. Was number four. A walking around a
episode 22.
That was
episode 22.
So everyone needs to go back and
the
listen
best.
To all these.
Let's push that to number one, guys.
That was one of
how
only
much
two.
Does one egg cost?
We Byron. Should,
let me call Byron.
Would know.
Yeah. I'll call Byron.
All right, and rounding out the list of top five, this one surprised me, but I'm happy about it.
Okay.
Entitled Nothing Gold Can Stay, the podcast with me, Steve, and Colin. Somehow,
oh wow!
Yeah, so I don't know why that one. That
was that before 14? Like a long summer break for us.
That was like at the tail end of us being very like active on Game Time.
We did talk a lot of MVP baseball.
We really did, and I think that drove traffic for sure. So some last statistics, and then we can get into our gaming resolutions. Or we'll talk about 2015 a little bit more, maybe. 163 posts. And on those posts, we've gotten a grand total of 11 likes.
Wow. Yeah!
How many comments?
Nine comments. Yes.
Nine comments? Yes. How many of the nine comments were not us?
I think I was one.
I think they're all... I would say anybody. Like 6 to 7 were B-Town. You know?
I haven't seen those, so I think I'm going to go back and try to find them.
You should, yeah.
He is our...
It's a nice little
he is our only
Easter
listener.
Egg. So
I didn't know I could like posts. I'll go back and like all of them.
I didn't know I could like.
So we have total views.
Okay.
Total views, less than total minutes of podcast.
Worth it.
So at 4,058, and those aren't individual. Those aren't different people.
Right.
You know, those could be people clicking on multiple things.
It could be Keith sitting at home just clicking,
truly pathetic.
Clicking throughout the line.
Separate visits. We've had 1,385.
That's a lot of people. A lot of spam bots.
So let's... Do you want to... of the 4,059 views, I'm 800 of them.
Ooh.
Top five, and I want you guys to guess.
Are these strictly non-podcasts?
So it's Keith, Steve, Kevin... Sween and then Stevie. Those are
top five visitors.
Those are top five visitors that I can see because I can only see authors.
Okay.
All right. So I'm at 800.
Should be
so I'm
there.
Second most.
You're second most.
I'm proud to support.
Do you want to guess how many views you have?
You had 800.
I had 800
of the how many?
4,000.
And this isn't number of times I've gone to the site, but number of links I've clicked on the site and such.
I'm not sure. It might... I think it's actually a number of times the site's been visited, but if you went to the site multiple times in the same day...
I feel like one a day is a stretch for me, but... Well, yeah, go with... I'll go 400 for me.
Okay. Now, so you're going 400. Kev Cole is next. What do we think he's at?
I think he's at...
I say 200.
And that was the order, right? It was you, Stan, Kev, me.
All right, we'll say Kev's 200. Sweeney, what you at?
400 feels high for me.
Sweeney, what are you at?
So I just guessed for Kev, so I think Sheridan should guess how many times I went on the site.
Okay, because I have a good guess for me.
No, I don't want you to guess for you.
Damn it.
Is it like 7?
I don't want you to guess for you. All right, Stevie, guess for Sweeney so we can
do it. Sweeney is 96.
Sweeney's 96. All right, what do you guys think? How many times do you think Stevie visited the site?
Twice.
As the second most... person in the podcast.
Yeah, that's true. The
how
second
many
most
times
feature.
Times has he visited? 28.
Stan, what are you thinking?
25.
All right, so here are the results. Stan, you visited and you visited or viewed 147.
Okay,
times.
So I was way
oh
off.
Oh boy,
okay.
Guys.
Okay.
All right, can I change my Stevie guess to 3?
Kevin is at 145, so you guys are neck and neck.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, all right.
Right there with them at 117.
Nice.
Wow, Stevie, you went to the site 4 times.
So,
big supporter of making material, but...
So B-Town's not an author?
So he's not an author. Okay. Like, it's only... That's the only way they can track the views. Okay. Like, so I think B-Town is probably, you know, closer to Sweeney than he is Stevie.
Well, and Jay is an author, right? So did Jay go less than 4 times?
Jay has never authored a post.
Okay.
So I don't know.
So wait, what did this include? Because I thought I've been there more than 4 times.
I'm not, you know, I could be wrong. It could have to be individual days that you went. Like, you could be on there multiple times. You could not be signed in.
No, if it's days, you wouldn't have 800.
You could also be going when you're not signed in. Which is probably
like
part
from
of
your
this.
Public library.
That is probably what it was. Because I was still going to guess like 30. But 4 seems low.
Okay. So we had we had a total of 617 referrals. Basically sites or whatever.
Really?
Different sites.
Huh. How about that?
Posting something and then people clicking on it and coming to our site.
This is my favorite part.
Were 580 of them Google image search?
All right. So... So... Top one with 307 referrals. What do you think it is?
Facebook.
Yeah.
Why do you say Facebook?
Because Kevin posted the link.
That's true. You know.
And he posted every anime.
You are correct. It is Facebook.
Okay.
Number two.
Twitter? Did anyone follow the Twitter?
Number two is a search engine.
Okay.
Bing.
No, it just is search all search engines with 199. Number three is Twitter at 97.
Okay.
Because I tweet some of our content. Number four is probably my favorite at 9. The site n4g.com.
Oh.
It compiles like various reviews of. It takes user submitted reviews.
Okay.
Like someone can submit a review and then it takes it in. And
so someone is submitting our reviews.
No, so the only reviews that I found that was submitted is Majora's Mask, and I think it's because I got it out relatively soon after the game was released.
Yeah, that has not been the case for anything I've reviewed.
No. So that got us 9 views.
Nice.
Whoop, whoop.
Feedburner, which is the site that I use to create the feed of our podcast that iTunes can like take and put on iTunes,
mm-hmm.
got us 3 referrals.
Okay.
And lastly, with 2 referrals, supertrystudios.com.
Yeah.
Kevin just, you know, he is just killing it with getting people on our site.
Social media.
Killing it to the tune of
2.0.
Alright, so that was a lot of stats. But I do want to get to, you know, some of our favorite moments of 2015.
Okay.
For Game Time Bro. Sweeney, I'm assuming you have no favorite moments of Game Time Bro. So we'll go to Stevie.
I have some favorite moments.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no, let's go to Steve. Talk. Let's go to Steve.
No, Sweeney, I...
No, I don't really want to reveal them
anymore. It's rare
that
you're ever, you know... No, Sweeney, please, enlighten us. Favorite moments.
So, I think my favorite moment...
Yes.
...of 2015...
Yes.
...in Game Time, bro...
Yes.
Woo.
Quit stalling.
...was... just coming up with the Game Time Bro Olympics, that introductory podcast that you guys did.
Oh, yeah?
I thought that one was really good. I
were
very
we drafted
interesting.
People?
Yeah, and drafted events, too.
And then promptly, yep. like, yes. ditched half of the events and did
yes.
new
well,
ones.
Well, one of them was the Water Temple, Marissa. You're welcome.
Yeah, I was not going
to
do
so,
that.
So,
I wanted to do that.
So, yes. And I'm open to whatever events we get through today. You know, if you want to do something like that, we can do that.
Just beware, Keith's going to cheat.
Yeah, you guys are down 4-2 right now.
Yeah,
nice wing, bro.
It.
It's really tied 3-3.
Marissa, but... I don't want to see your face.
Wow. Holy
no,
shit.
Now I'm crying.
Oh my God. Stevie, what
don't
is
worry,
your
Don't worry, Keith. I don't
want to
see your face either.
I'm crying.
My moment is the moment you weren't on any podcast.
Oh, shit.
So you
shit.
Only
so
like
never
stuff
happened.
About anime.
No, my favorite moment...
We almost had one.
Without like, Keith?
Yeah, B-Town's little bro, P-Town.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to violently awaken Keith. To get him to set up the podcast.
I thought I had to be part of the podcast. I would have set it up for you guys. Well,
I was going to I don't know what
was
going through his mind.
I was also completely out of it.
The Bachelor cast.
I was watching it happen like, I should stop this. Also, this is kind of funny. Oh, Keith is so out of it.
Yeah.
And then awesome. B-Town came in and stopped it.
Yeah.
I would have done it. And in retrospect, that's one of my biggest regrets this year, is not
we'll get
making
to
that podcast.
We'll get
the night
that.
Stevie played Sonic.
The night Stevie played Sonic?
He played a lot of Sonic.
That was the night
yeah.
that
yeah.
I...
Stevie, is that...
My... No, that is my least favorite
okay,
moment. All right. My hands still burn from doing that. My favorite moment, as I've mentioned to you guys a lot off air, was easily Walking Around Egg, episode 22.
Okay, all right. That's a good episode.
Easily.
Perhaps the best episode.
Easily my,
wow.
my the best moment.
This feels hyped up.
Look, we're hyping it up to people that like our content, or that like us, because no one else listens. So.
Thanks, B-Town.
Good call.
All right.
What a guy.
Stan, favorite moment.
My favorite moment of Game Time Bro in 2015... was the Fast and Furious podcast.
I know, you do love that.
It was such a fun movie, and we all saw it, and we all had so many fresh hot takes on it.
That's true. That is a very close second for me.
And we just unloaded those takes into these microphones.
Seven of us.
Yeah,
there were eight of us.
Eight of us.
Yeah.
That's still the most people we've had on one podcast.
And it wasn't as chaotic as it could have been. In a good way. Like, it was less chaotic than perhaps... we would expect an 8-man podcast to go the way like some of our 5-man podcasts go.
Walking Around Egg.
Yeah. Marissa?
Was Walking Around Egg the introduction of the hip-hop air horn?
I believe so.
Oh,
so I really liked the past two, so those would have definitely
be
in my top. No, the two that you guys talked about. So
oh.
the Walking Around
oh,
Egg
gotcha.
And the
gotcha.
Fast and
Furious.
So I'm going to go down to my number three, which is me just being able to vent a little bit about Ocarina of Time. So we're going to pick a very selfish episode.
Do you know what episode
time?
That is
I like
so
it.
I can edit it out?
I think it was like 2 or 3 ago. It was pretty recent.
It was fairly recent.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was kind of me and Marissa at it was before we went to the wrestling event.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a recent episode.
Yeah.
I like that episode too. I have two things I want to mention.
Oh, I didn't know you do too.
Huh? Yeah, well, all right.
Well, I think both deserve so neither is specifically podcast. Two videos. One of them was Stevie playing PT.
I watched that for 5 minutes and got so bored.
It is so boring.
I passed right through it and saw that you were still freaking out, like rounding the same corner, like 5 minutes later.
Yeah,
it was fucking terrifying.
Dude, when you're playing, like, it was pitch black in my basement. Stevie was controlling it, but that was, like, unnerving to me because I, like, needed some control. And then Stevie being freaked out freaked me out a little bit. And
both Kev and Keith were sitting right next to me, like, nudging me. Every
yeah,
turn,
like,
they were
like,
ah! I'm like, ah!
Yeah.
And did Macho Man, like, meow at an opportune moment?
I don't know.
That's one of my biggest gaming disappointments of 2015. The fact that game will not actually be made.
So, you know, not to talk too much about video games on a video game podcast, but there's talks of perhaps that happening down the line.
Oh, they're thinking they're actually doing it?
Well, so I think there's more interest from Guillermo del Toro and Norman Reedus, and Kojima will just, you know, he's never going to say, no, I'm not doing this.
Right.
But if it does happen, it's probably, like, a long ways away. But I think ultimately my favorite moment of Game Time Bro this year was beating the Vault of Glass in Destiny.
Oh, God.
Of course, it was video. Destiny
no,
related.
But like, it was just so funny because what you guys don't understand is like that raid should have been like super easy. But A, we were doing it with like five people because our schedules wouldn't align. Thanks, Sweeney.
I was there the first time.
Yeah, thanks for that, Sweeney.
Yeah, and
Sweeney.
You're just dancing.
Yeah. No, I was the one who was actually trying. Keith was dancing.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Anyway, but it wasn't much so much as beating it as it was Steve's reaction to beating it in the video. Like, okay, so there's a hippopotamus on the TV, and Marissa was like freaking people out.
It's a really pretty picture.
It's a hippopotamus with like
grapes,
like flowers
somehow.
On it.
This
yeah.
is my least favorite moment of
yeah,
Game
this
Time Bro
2016. Speaking of a failure, but Steve's reaction to beating Vault. Atheon.
My reaction.
Yeah, because you're like,
I was very happy.
Because well, the
I
short
was
that
done
the podcast,
Destiny.
You yelled in just straight up. You were
yeah,
yelling.
He was just yeah. He's like, throw your grenades
awesome.
If you got them, boys. He's like,
<That's> he loves saying that. At the end of any Halo match or anything,
throw them if you got them.
But
what do you want to do? Die with grenades?
No, this,
like, come
this
on.
Was pure relief mixed with joy, Steve. It was not
good.
It was not you being like, I never want to play Destiny.
No, you're right.
Again.
I played it again after that.
You did.
Year 2 came out.
Yeah, you did.
I'd like to get a little sentimental here and just say the beginning of Game Time Bro was my favorite part because otherwise I wouldn't see any of you fuckers, right?
Aww. Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Wow.
I mean, I don't want to actually see you guys.
Bringing harsh
she went
truths.
From sentimental to real harsh truth.
She'll do
I
that.
Had to mellow it out, you
well,
know?
Hey, we're all friends here.
You should see her on, like, Valentine's Day.
Oh, man.
Oh.
It's like, I love you so much, and then she hits you with a frying pan.
You can never leave me
like
now.
Peach style.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it all comes back to Smash.
It all comes back to Smash.
But
we have to play today.
You know, those are some of our favorite moments.
I also liked that we got... I'm going to take sole responsibility. Not me personally, but us as a website funded Kevin's games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was
like,
entirely
without,
our doing.
I'm gonna. Yep.
Without
you're welcome,
the exposure
Kevin.
He
true.
Got
yeah.
through Game Time, bro. Who knows?
With his Facebook links helping the site get traction. I mean, really, that was.
We have to thank Prima.
They
helped out a lot.
They did. Yeah.
Helped with the funding, especially at first.
Yep.
We were in the red for a while. Then.
Thanks, Prima.
Thanks, Prima.
Thanks for believing in us.
So.
I also liked when Jay started drinking on our podcast.
Yeah, Jay...
And met Jackie on our podcast.
Yeah, well, we talked him off the ledge with regard
to
Jackie.
He was about to get real angry on
the
her.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Because Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
He was ready to neg her really hard.
He was negging.
Yeah, good thing, you
so,
know...
So, Game Time Bro. Game Time Bro, responsible for their relationship.
Absolutely, 100%.
I think, I mean, most current events, like good stuff that happened in the news, probably Game Time Bro related.
Yeah, probably.
A lot of it.
The rise of ISIS, not our fault.
Not us.
All right,
that was
so
not
that happened pre-Game Time Bro.
So yes. let's start, stop tooting our own horn and get to our resolutions, how we can be better in 2016.
Is the title of this podcast Tooting Our Own Horn?
Probably.
Awesome.
Tooting our... Yeah, I don't know. You can tell me.
Horn our own toot.
That's
horn
different.
Our toot.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I think I said it the same.
Okay, so
how
we
do you horn a
now...
Fart?
I asked you all to prepare some gaming resolutions.
So you have
yes,
one.
Is there anyone that would want to start and reveal how they're going to be a better gamer and Game Time Bro
I
in 2016?
Will start.
Hot take from Marissa.
Marissa.
I've been a terrible gamer this year, guys. I can barely contribute to Game Time Bro, and it's all because I have been the worst at Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, boy.
So my goal, to leave it very modest, is to just finish the first disc.
Hey, so, that's a good goal.
What year did you start playing Final Fantasy VII?
The very end of 2014.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many hours have you put into the game?
I play around an hour at a time, and I'd say I played maybe 10 times.
I think you're underselling it. You've played like 14 or 15
God
hours.
God damn it, it feels like.
How long
tell
is
everyone
the
last
disc?
Thing that, like... Sorry. Well, it's Stevie length, like probably 30 hours.
Okay, fair point.
Speed run, like 8 hours. Not speed run, but
Samaris,
you know, someone just trying to just
beaten the first disc twice.
Kind of. I mean, she's not going for speed. She's had to learn
okay.
the game in the
final.
All right.
So, does she not know what happens?
She
I don't.
Does not.
I have no idea. Please don't tell me.
You've been told that.
I've been told I might
to
cry.
To
I've been told
and,
I need to get there.
And over a year ago, like I said, let's get you there. Still
is it
there.
Worth it? Maybe should I just wait until the remake comes
no,
out?
Don't
no,
don't wait for the remake.
Okay.
I think
all
it's
right.
like the biggest
no,
big, moment in gaming.
It's one of the biggest
okay.
moments.
So that,
that
is my
true.
Gaming resolution
it's
of the year.
It's the Empire Strikes Back spoiler of...
Luke, I am your father?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's that.
Wow.
It's what that is.
Spoiler
yeah, who is sure. Cloud's father? You'll find out.
You will.
It's
See, I didn't even know that. Spoiler!
I didn't even know he had a father.
Oh my gosh!
Well, who doesn't have a father, Keith? Everyone... Well, that got dark, but what
it
I mean
really
is,
did.
Biologically, who doesn't have a father?
That was the joke, Steve.
Besides Jesus.
All right,
what
so...
What about chicken and eggs? That whole debate.
All right,
I expect to be back on this podcast.
Stop trying to bring walking around eggs back in.
Damon, you knew what I was doing.
Disc one
okay,
at some
so,
point in 2016.
Okay,
I like
that,
it.
That's great.
I like it.
Steve.
Yeah?
What are your gaming resolutions?
All right. Well, I finally purged all the Sega Genesis shit out of my backlog.
Not really. I gave you a broken Sega Genesis game. All right,
can we leave that in 2015?
Is that the game we got at Will's?
It was
yeah.
fun and games.
Fun and games.
Fun and games.
It doesn't work, so it's technically he'll never beat it.
From Will's 8-Bit Emporium.
Is that still a place?
It is, yeah. I was thinking about going last night to try to find Hits 2002 on
Ooh,
PS2, but
nice.
Ultimately I played Destiny.
Shocker.
Steve, this is your time to shine.
Okay.
Game.
2016 goals in video games. I don't know. Beat more current stuff?
Boo.
No, like, I've played so many old games, whether it's Sega games or Nintendo games or DS games.
So what is the most current game you want to beat?
It hasn't come out yet.
Rise of the Tomb Raider?
Oh, I could beat that.
That's a good call. You should beat that soon.
I should beat that soon?
Yeah.
When do you guys, like, have a copy lying around?
Yes, we do.
What?
Yes. Wah, 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 wah.
Awesome.
So I'm borrowing it from Sweeney, and you can borrow it from me.
Okay.
Because I'm still playing the first one.
How close are you
to
beating it? Yeah.
I've played 20 minutes of the first
okay.
one.
It hooked me. The first 20 minutes hooked me.
I thought the first 20 minutes were some of the best 20 minutes I've ever played.
Yeah.
Like, first 20 minutes I've ever played of a game, to be honest.
Great game.
Cool.
So you want to play more current things, Steve.
Yeah.
Does Super Mario Galaxy 2 count?
That's not even remotely current, but yes, it would probably be past the median release year of games
like this
year.
No, he's saving that for like the low point of his life.
I think I've been over that on the podcast.
Which,
yeah,
you know,
get real sad when you talk about that.
I do. It's just, you know, Rosalina. She's like Mario's daughter.
No, she's far too
I
tall.
I think that's what you're supposed to take.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I haven't played that game
daughter.
Either,
yeah.
Steve. So
two.
So
maybe
let's double take it.
I haven't beat it yet.
We should
podcast.
Everyone has a father. Maybe Rosalina has two fathers, Mario and Luigi.
Ooh. Oh,
whoa.
That'll be very forward. The game was not that new.
When did it come out?
2007.
Yep.
It's that old?
Galaxy
Yikes.
Came out in like 2007, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So isn't Galaxy 2 like 2009?
Probably.
So is that it for you, Steve? You got anything else you want your resolve to accomplish?
I would like for Kirsten to appear on a podcast. That's one of my resolutions in 2016.
Wow. Look who it is.
You
really
smooth
don't have
transition
a lot of control over that, Steve.
But she just showed up.
I want her to appear at the beginning of a podcast.
She's literally right behind us.
All right, so we got to start over is what we're saying.
Okay.
Right?
Let's just call it a day with Game Time.
You guys are podcasting without me?
Always podcasting without you, Kirsten. You literally never podcast.
We just
us.
Had an hour-long intro to get ready for you.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I'm here now.
Are these mics picking her up? I can't even tell.
Probably not really. Maybe a little bit.
That's
she
right.
Would have to, yeah, but
We'll get back to
when did this Tomb Raider game come out?
Last year, like months ago.
That's pretty. That's pretty new.
Yeah. The new one, yeah.
Yeah, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah, it was last November. Yeah.
Just because I felt like that wasn't new enough, but
no, it's like less than six months
what
old.
What about the new BioShock? Did you ever play that?
It's BioShock Infinite, and it's a 2012 release, and I have not yet played it.
That makes me feel like life just goes by.
It does. That's the beauty of it. Is you got to spend it podcasting.
Marissa, your best years are behind you.
Totally, way behind me is the thing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know. She hasn't beaten even the first disc of Final Fantasy VII. So.
That's true. Very quick segue. I was on my computer the other day. I found that one of my Google bookmarks are still your wedding website. Aww. And I went on it to see if it was real still. Turns out it's still real.
They're only still real.
There you go.
A lot of divorced couples
still have wedding websites.
So. You can
still find out how to get from Searle's Castle to the La Quinta.
Whoa, stop doxing our location of our wedding, please.
No, I wanted to talk about the La Quinta.
Next to a Chili's. Next to a Denny's.
All right, now they've located all of us.
Now we're reminiscing about 2013, Marissa.
Yeah,
so all right, can you
Steve,
leave that in the past?
Anything else?
No, who's up next? Stevie?
I'm up.
Yeah.
Resolutions. You'll be proud of me. I made a list.
Good, because I did say plural for
I made I made a list as
a big list.
The same number as times that I visited the website.
Wow.
I never got the memo
four.
To make a list.
All right. That's okay. One, play more DS / buy the new DS that you have, the 3D one.
You want the new 3DS?
The new, yeah.
The tiny one?
I think I would wait. Until you know more about the NX before you purchase the new 3DS.
That is on my list.
Okay.
I guess I will skip to that. Not buy into the NX. Maybe.
That's resolved.
Resolve being the root of resolution.
That is the maybe, because I jump in on that all the time.
Okay.
But so maybe I won't this time. Three, finish Project Maiden, because I still haven't done that.
It's a hard game.
I've heard.
Yeah, I haven't beaten it.
Oh, shit. Should we play Hatiful Boyfriend?
Oh, that's four.
Yep.
Four is finally play Hatiful Boyfriend, because I'm supposed to play it.
I'm ready to play.
I at least played it.
You have?
I stopped after 10 minutes.
All right, so we'll do a Let's Play on that.
Perfect. That sounds good.
And finally, listen to more of our own podcast.
Oh.
Did you just add that one on there?
No, that's been there.
Okay, so that's he knew there. He was at it.
Yeah. But I will I will add to visit the website more.
Yeah, I mean,
so I'm not ostracized.
Prima's going to cut funding to us.
Listen, man, I will work on it. I'm sorry.
All right. So that's a good list.
There you go.
That was solid.
Steve, that's a good list. You know, you're really improving yourself as a gamer.
I'm trying.
As a friend.
For you.
Yeah.
Anything, Keith.
As a boyfriend. As a lover.
To you.
Yeah, playing more video games generally only helps relationships.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing one. We're playing Lego Lord of the Rings right now. We're almost done.
Sounds like...
Can you be Lego Legolas?
Yeah.
Sexy.
He's just Legolas.
Yeah, it's redundant, Marissa.
That's perfect. It's perfect.
I'm with Marissa. Legolas.
All right, Sweeney, get us out of this hole.
Is one of your resolutions to get married, Steve?
No.
What about you, Steve?
Wait, which Steve?
Wait.
I'm Steve. I'm already married.
So he said Steve.
Are we going to the segue?
I just wanted to get Kirsten on the podcast there.
You're asking him, not me.
I thought we were segueing to Sweeney's life event here.
Yeah,
I forgot all about Sweeney's life
event. I know it's not this year, but...
Wait, hold on.
Sweeney's here?
Scratch that. Try it again. Ask. Quick, go.
Are you or have you ever been engaged?
Such a lawyer.
I don't want to know the answer to that question. Can you ask another question?
No. However, I know somebody who has.
What?
Who is it? It's Sweeney. All right. So let's talk about how I can ruin my relationship by playing way too many video games.
Yay!
That's what I like to hear.
All right. What I want to do.
Yes.
Here's the goal that I won't actually get done because I have some crap in it, but it's a specific goal is to beat all of the Xbox One games I own right now.
Ooh.
Can you run down the list?
All right. So in addition to a bunch of there's a bunch of games with gold.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Some of them are very good. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Some of them are very good. Some of them are very bad. And that's the reason why I say I probably won't finish everything.
Right? Free one every month?
Mm-hmm.
You get two a month on
Sometimes
360.
Two a month on both.
And then now
what?
I have GTA 5.
Oh, that's so cool.
I have Metal Gear Solid 5. I got into that, but I didn't finish it.
So does GTA 5 count as a loner?
GTA 5 counts.
Oh, wow. You've got strict rules for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I've got Fallout 4 now. I gotta play that. And I want to actually review them. I want to keep doing that. I like doing the write-ups.
Awesome.
And I got a little
yes.
lazy with that, so I'm going to keep doing
that.
That'd
be great, yeah.
Hashtag content.
I picked up your Slack for like a month and then I stopped as well.
Yeah
but
it's tough.
That's Game Time Bro kind of took like the fall off and now we're back. And we're better than ever.
I wouldn't say, we took like the holiday
season.
Like
the Hess truck.
Yeah, no, we got a couple podcasts in December, none in November.
That's true.
So Sweeney, anything else or is that really it? Is that the...
And maybe I'd like to play a few more games on Steam because I finally started getting into that. I got a decent laptop last year, so I'd like to play a little more on that.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that just leaves me. And I have a laundry list of things I need to do.
Can I assign you a New Year's resolution?
You can after I go through mine.
You're going to list what I'm going to assign you.
All right. let's see. I want to complete my retro rehab.
Really? I was just going to go for Chrono Trigger, so yes, thumbs up.
So yeah, there's 8 more games to play, Chrono Trigger being, you know, the biggest one.
Yep.
Mega Man X being the hardest one. I want to beat both Uncharted 3 and Uncharted 4.
Fantastic idea.
Solid.
Beautiful
cool.
game.
Okay.
Like it.
I want to beat Tomb Raider and Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Okay.
I want to tag more with my 3DS.
Oh. Ooh, tagging.
Speaking of 3DS, I actually want to play Four Swords.
Yes, can we?
Yes, please.
Who else has it downloaded?
There are Four Swords here.
Why don't we just skip to Triforce Heroes?
That is also my next item.
Okay,
is
sorry.
Then
that,
I
want to
play Triforce Heroes.
Nice. I
played
a little bit.
No, I need to beat Four Swords first.
So
that's
do
fair.
I.
That's fair.
Let's do it, Keith. Even if it's just two swords, you and me.
This is a big one that I'm not sure it's going to happen. I want to beat a Final Fantasy game.
What?
I don't care what it is. Preferably the shortest.
Theater rhythm.
Do FF7 with me. We can race.
I might. I've actually started FF10 on my Vita, so I might beat that.
That's a good one for you. That's a daunting one.
I want to beat BioShock.
The first one?
The first one.
Tremendous.
It's scary.
Shadow of Mordor. I want to play.
Mm-hmm. Gotta let me know how that is. That
Lego Legolas.
Legolas.
I want to get a platinum trophy in a PS4 game.
That seems like the hardest one yet.
I'm gonna look for the easiest.
Is that getting all achievements?
It's getting all the trophies.
Yeah.
Look it up and you can find it.
Some are much easier than others. Damn. I'm not sure which one I'll do.
Some game you'll be able to finish in an hour or two and get a platinum.
You know, I'm going to say platinum or all the achievements in an Xbox One game. One or the other, maybe both.
Actually, I did that in a 360 game.
You know what? The Walking Dead, the Telltale game, if you play that, just playing through it, you get achievements just for getting through the story. And all you do is play through the story. So you get 1,000 out of 1,000 or a platinum.
I'm not sure I can play that much Telltale in 1 year.
Damn.
I have that one. The Walking Dead one on PS3.
I liked it.
Yeah.
So another big one for me is I really don't, and guys, hold my feet to the fire on this.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to buy a fucking VR hit.
I'm not worried about that. Oculus
comes out
Xbox
March
ones.
28th.
Babies.
So.
And, yeah, babies.
And sorry, my list is really hard to read because I did it at work.
Workplace handwriting.
Nice.
Oh, also, I'd like to come up with a new podcast intro and then record a podcast outro that has like all of our various things to plug that we can play at the end of every podcast.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and...
Plugging butts.
And finally, I want to complete the Game Time Bro Olympics. I think that's...
We're close.
That's one of the glaring failures for me is...
Do you want to cheat your way into completing
Game
Time Bro Olympics?
I'll cheat my way. That's fine.
Look at this baby over here.
Hey.
He's just upset he lost.
Just whining about losing to a girl.
Hey. You're right.
That's sliding.
Butt sliding. Most importantly, I want to review 10 games this year.
I like that. It's good. I like it a lot.
Did you review 10 last year?
No, I definitely didn't. But I...
You should try to get those all done before June.
So I kind of... Okay, Marissa, it's not going to happen. But that kind of makes me want to look into the future, look to what 2016 holds for Game Time Bro.
Ooh,
all right. You know, it sounds like it holds more reviews from me and Sweeney. But is there anything else, you know, that people want to see? Like, for example, I have a couple things I want to do. I want to do more deep dive podcasts where we examine one thing, you know.
Well, we can do that for 5 hours.
Yeah, like when we just did a TV podcast where we talked on TV for five
hours.
One
of our first podcasts was the Zelda cast. We went like 2.5 hours.
I want to do more of that.
Listen to that one. Weber participated in that one.
He did. That was Weber's participation medal.
Everyone gets those.
And also, so my brother Ryan had a good idea as something to do on Twitch would be to stream a game that you review as you play it, like you've already played it, and you do like a video review of it.
Okay.
And like also that. He said if you did it on PS4, there's a mechanic on PS4 where you can give someone else like a remote, they can remote play the game you're currently playing. So he could be reviewing it and be like, Keith, I want you to play this part of it. And then he would give it to me and it would still all be in the same video.
That's kind
of
cool.
But the biggest thing I want to do, just once, Stevie, and I'm going to need help with this.
All right.
Oh, he's going to watch an anime.
More anime.
I really want to record, like, to record video and stream a live podcast.
Simulcast.
At some point this year.
Oh.
If everyone was listening to or watching this simulcast now,
gotta get hair and makeup.
You would have saw Sweeney and I snuggling earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
It was seen.
Sorry. It was just, it's Sweeney. Look at him.
He was Little Spoon.
I was Little Spoon. I was Little Spoon.
Stevie, I feel like you had something to say.
I did.
All right. Sorry for cutting you off.
You're good. You're the host, man. You just cut me off. That's what you do.
We are technically your
T-shirts.
Hosting today.
I'm cutting off everyone.
T-shirts. Game Time Bro T-shirts.
Game Time Bro T-shirts.
Can it have a hashtag on it?
Hashtag butts.
That's not going out of style in 2017-16.
So, right?
Hashtag butts?
Hashtag butts?
No,
hashtag
just
butts
hashtags.
Is not.
We can discuss the hashtag, I guess.
No, what if we had like some sort of saying on the... We could have something on the back. Like,
what time is it?
Or like, walking around egg.
Ugh. God, the walking.
Not so really milking this.
Definitely not. That.
He's playing to the right
we
audience,
have so
which is me
little,
loving
Steve.
That episode.
We have so little.
We don't have any cool slogans.
T-shirts.
Besides
I'm
walking
co-signing
around.
On that.
I know.
Let's make it happen.
Let's do it.
Does anyone else? Can you look into the future?
I'm excited about this new rank and file feature we have because it's really easy.
Yeah, easy content
if
is always
best. People give
best.
Me lists.
Listen, I gave you lists. It was 12.
You never gave me a Game Boy Hall of Fame list.
Yeah,
and
I was
going to
say,
died.
Speaking of lists, I want to see that one actually happen.
All right.
I want to see where people are ranking their Game Boy games because that's the one I really got into. I had a lot of difficulty
you got
ranking
in when
my
everyone
games.
Else just jumped out.
I know.
I was never asked to rank.
He liked
Game
my
Boy
novel.
Games.
He
I played three Game Boy games, Marissa.
Keybird and Kirby and.
Yep.
In that order.
There we go.
It was
Donkey
original
Kong
Game
Land.
Boy, right?
Yeah, Game Boy, Game Boy Color.
Oh.
I never had
say,
the color.
That's not the Minish Cap.
But no, that's
so
Game Boy Advance.
The one that I played.
Yep.
and play, because that game is taking way too long.
Is it Lego Minish Cap? Oh, does she play at your speed?
Probably.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What?
I'm
sorry. It's an insult to you.
No, I know my limitations as a gamer. I take a long time to play through games.
I just don't read the text that tells
so
me.
So that's different,
because
I read all the text. Every little townsperson, I'm like, what do you have to say? What do you have
no,
to say?
No, they're the worst. I hate talking to people in
yep.
video games.
Yep.
And life.
NPCs.
And
where's the guy at the store is more than an NPC. Like, you can make small talk with them when you buy your groceries.
I just press A through my entire
I'm talking about real life.
I think she does that.
You can say okay. Sometimes you can say dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Okay.
The old silent protagonist move.
All right. Anything else someone wants to get off their chest before we, you know, bring Game Time Bro into 2016?
Besides Marissa?
Oh, that's
JK,
rude.
We haven't mounted our friends yet.
Hey!
All right, so let's get to that. Let's start some more Game Time Bro Olympics.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's finish doing it.
You know, but before we go, I just want to say thank everyone. You know, it's been a good year. You know, I think this next year will be good, or we'll just stop doing this altogether. We'll see. But right now, I'm feeling real motivated. Good. So let's do some Paralympics.
Wait, do we do our sign-off? Or is that...
Wait, is that where we all sing that song?
No, we just say our names again. Wait. And then Keith says bro off.
Yeah, so...
But wait, remember you said you wanted a new outro? What if we all
sing... I didn't say I want a new outro. No, no, no.
What if we I'm all Keith. Sing that?
M-Money?
I want to
go by now.
Marissa.
Resolution. M money. Love it.
It really rolls off the tongue.
So many failures already this year. All right. But again.
I'm Steve.
I'm also Steve.
I'm Sweeney.
Oh, I'm still here. I'm Kirsten.
Bro off.